No one belongs to you, but you can belong to them. And at any time, you're able to leave. So it's I belong to you if I'm in a relationship with you, and you belong to me. You're giving of yourself.
Welcome to the Social Expression Podcast, where you can discover how to level up your confidence, charisma, communication abilities, and all of your people skills to help you create that it factor, that magnetic presence that people are drawn to and can feel when they're around someone who has it. And whether it's in real life or online, in virtual meetings or calls, on social media, or anywhere that you interact with people, the end goal is to help you develop a powerful presence and skill sets that naturally bring quality connections and relationships with others, helping you expand your network and positive influence. Also, you can have more fulfillment and success at work, in social situations, in love, and in all of life. The Social Expression Podcast is presented by Coach David Hamilton. That's me. And this podcast is designed to help two types of people. Number one, ambitious, achievement-oriented humans who are skilled at what they do. They have sharp technical or creative skills. They're really solid in their hard skills in their career or business, but they're facing challenges with the softer or people side of things. And that's limiting their potential. And they want to break through and accelerate their success to new levels by developing a powerful, more magnetic presence, becoming confident and skilled communicators, and developing better leadership qualities too, all so they can maximize their potential and success in work and life. And number two, people who want more out of life. If they're feeling limited by high introversion, struggling with shyness, social anxiety, having challenges with their confidence, and in connecting and communicating with others, which holds them back from the opportunities and success in life that they want. And so, no matter which category you fall into, as long as you truly want to improve yourself and your people skills, level your confidence and charisma, and develop a presence that positively influences and impacts people wherever you go, so you can create the relationships, the success, and the fulfillment that matters to you in life, then you're in the right place. All this information is 100% free, so if you like what you hear, please subscribe to and review the Social Expression Podcast. And now, let's get into today's episode.
I'm just sitting on the deck today, lovely day, reading The Myth of Self-Esteem, How Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy Can Change Your Life by none other than Albert Ellis, the great Albert Ellis. I think I just read somewhere, I know I read somewhere, but I can't remember if it was Time or somebody said Albert Ellis is the number one psychotherapist ever to have lived. Freud was three. Sorry, Freud. Psychoanalysis isn't always so effective, apparently. That's what Albert Ellis says, too, a lot. Anyway, so I want to make this video about wanting versus needing love. And a couple other interesting things that came to mind as I was reading good old Albert here, who is a master of universal self-acceptance, universal other acceptance, were two things that he touts very, very highly over something like self-esteem or self-confidence, which tends to come with if you behave good and do good deeds, and you have good self-esteem and high self-esteem. And he really, really rejects that idea, saying it creates a lot of neuroticism. People are always trying to be good, so when they're bad, they just endlessly beat on themselves. And it's really helped me a lot. So I want to read a little bit from this chapter 3, Albert Ellis and Unconditional Self-Acceptance. And he's talking about wanting versus needing love. And once he figured it out with his wife, how he was really needing her love and decided that he wanted it but didn't need it anymore. So he says, wanting and not needing changed me forever. I was still conscious about doing well and being loved by Carol, but not over-concerned or anxious. This is good for us with social anxiety, or anxiety in general. At bottom, too, I realized that I didn't need her or anyone's love because my self-acceptance didn't depend on it. My pleasure, yes. My dependence, no. I saw this more thoroughly later, but I saw the essence of it at 24. I didn't need anything except a few things: food, water, shelter for survival. Love, success, sex, all added to my life. They didn't make it. And then he goes on and talks about a little bit of approval stuff with REBT, Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, and how he really got into it. And so it's just interesting that he came to realize that at 24, and it sounds like he was still struggling a little bit with it, and then later on really, really realized it as he studied more, the concept of, came up with universal self-acceptance. So one thing I wanted to mention is I once heard from a guy, his name was Johnny Saporno, actually, and he's kind of an open relationship guy. And he said something that really, really stuck with me about people in relationships. A lot of times people are saying, well, this is my husband or my wife. And I guess that's true because you've entered a contract of sorts. Or this is my girlfriend, my boyfriend, or he's mine, or she's mine. But you don't actually ever own them. And that trying to own somebody creates a lot of pain and suffering because you're like, well, do they love me enough so that they're mine? Do I love them enough so they're mine? And vice versa. But this guy, Johnny Cipuono, said something really, really wise, and that is, no one belongs to you, but you can belong to them. And at any time, you're able to leave. So it's I belong to you if I'm in a relationship with you, and you belong to me. You're giving of yourself to me, and I'm giving of myself to you. But I don't have any ownership of that. And he even went to say, it even goes on to our possessions. I mean, everything is temporary. We don't, this shirt, yeah, it's mine. I could say it's mine. But if somebody really wanted to take it from me and had a gun and I didn't, oh, they could. It's really temporary and transient, as well as cars, money, everything. And, you know, that goes to the whole attachment thing for a different discussion. But we're talking about relationships and love here. So belonging, think about that when you're in relationship with somebody or you like somebody that, you know, If you love and accept yourself completely, you don't need their love. Of course you want it. Of course you want to be engaged and connect with other people and have lovers and boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives or whatever. But you never own them and you don't need their love. Think on that. And I'm not telling you to buy this concept at all. I'm telling you to think on it, test it out for yourself, try it. Find out where you are needy. Find out where it's just so difficult to let go, because that's the juicy stuff. That's where you need to look. That's really good. You need to learn to like your problems like you like ice cream. Is one of my favorite phrases that I've been doing lately. Or need to learn to love challenges and obstacles like you like ice cream. But problems too. You got to get in there. Get dirty. Don't be afraid to see what's there and get inside it. I don't want to say necessarily face it, but you want to get inside your fear. So that's it for this video. Got some painters in the background yelling there. Anyways, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Hey, Coach David here. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. For over a decade now, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people to improve their lives, whether it's via my coaching, courses, or my social media content. And so, if you want to learn more about how to break through, how to up-level your confidence, charisma, communication skills, and create that positive influence and impact with a powerful and magnetic presence, all so you can create success in work, love, socially, in all relationships and in life, then I want you to go on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. And what I've done over there is put together an in-depth training resource for you right there on that page. It's going to walk you through the exact strategies that I had to learn and use in my own life to this day, and that I use with my own clients to help them create the change they seek with confidence, charisma, developing that magnetic presence, all the people skills to help them create the success they want in life. So go right now on over to yoursocialclass.com. Again, that's yoursocialclass.com. See you there.